Theo's that's sticking up here where you cut that top off.
Uh-huh.
That was always a stub to me.
The stubble's sticking up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would this be a clump of it or just one?
No, not necessarily. Yeah, just where you cut off a small bush or stout weed or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Stub when you put it.
If we were talking about the present now, contrasted to the past, we might say we used to use horses when we plow, but...
But now we use tractors.
Are you familiar with any more in that situation? But any more we use tractors? Does that sound strange to you?
Well, yes to me. I've heard it.
I listened rather closely for it, and I haven't discovered it at all.
You never had?
That's why I gave you this kooky sentence. If you heard a bird, and you liked his song, and you wanted somebody else to pay attention, what would you tell him?
Listen.
Listen what?
Listen to the bird.
Listen to the mockingbird?
Yes. That's the middle of the night.
When you're shaving, what do you look into?
Into the mirror.
If you live out in the country, you'd say, and you're on what kind of a postal route?
Oh, roll around.
Well, let's see. If we're talking about men now, this would be...
One. Man. Two men.
Okay. Five minus two is...
Three.
Add two again.
Five.
Add two.
Seven.
And two more.
Nine.
Add two more.
Seven.
Add two more.
13.
Plus one.
14.
Add six.
20.
Add seven.
26.
Add three.
30.
Add 10.
40.
Four more.
44.
You ever shoot a 44?
Yes, sir.
How are they?
I'm all right. I don't shoot anything.
You so they shoot?
Yes, sir.
You ever have one blow up on you?
A 44 handgun? No.
Now you were mentioning your cap and ball. What is that, a modern one, or is it?
No, I don't have any modern cap and ball. I've been catching out my finger for modern cap and ball. I'm on old ones, no. They're old ones, but I've never shot them. They're in shooting conditions. I got a beauty. Brass fittings and everything, heavy barrel, long, tall, nice bit. It's a beauty. But yeah, I've never shot it. And then it has fiddleback stock on it.
Gee, what caliber?
It's approximately, I've never slugged a bore, but I believe it's around a 36, maybe 8.
A true Kentucky.
No, I don't think it's Kentucky. It's a custom-made deal. Man's name is on it and everything, but he got the ornate patch box, the whole works on it.
But it's custom-made modern, or?
No, back, I forgot the year that it was made, but it moved. It's over 120, 30 years old, if I remember right.
Oh,
that's quite old.
130.
I'd have to look back on that. I don't remember the exact date on it.
Well, there were arsenals in Missouri. No, were they in Missouri then?
I don't remember the exact date on it. I've had it a long time. It's been quite a while since I've looked at it. I've got several cap balls, but this one, I've got a double barrel cap ball.
Is that right?
Double barrel shotgun.
Oh.
And then I've got this particular one, and I have two cap and ball shotguns. And I got another one under somewhere. Alright.
Where do you find these? Around in hawk shops or friends?
I don't stay away from these hawk shops.
Did you ever find any there?
No, not the amount of things. Not what I would want. To me, those hawk shops are, they'll get in one and be some parts missing and they'll throw just anything in on it.